There we go. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to MetalMessiahRadio.com. I'm your host today, DJ Lovely Laura, and it's just about the time to get started with our live broadcasted interview with Progressive Power Metal Band's lead vocalist, very talented young man. Johnny Tatum is on the phone live from London. Now, you can go check these guys out over at MySpace at MySpace.com/Umeria. It's Umeria. All right, you guys, let's welcome Johnny Tatum to Metal Messiah Radio. Hey, Johnny, what's going on?
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing great, man. It's so great to have you on the show.
Thank you for having me on the show.
It's a pleasure.
Well, you're just an incredible singer, I must say, and you're very modest about your singing, and I just want to say that you are truly incredible.
Oh, well, thank you very much. Don't quite know how to respond to that, but yeah, thanks.
So you're in this great band, Umeria, but before we get started talking about this band, I want to find out a little bit about you, where you're from. I know you're over in London right now. You guys are actually based in Texas, and I want to talk a little bit about you and how you got started in music.
Okay.
All right, so tell me how you got started.
Well, basically, I actually started playing the drums when I was about 11. I used to go out and play in my dad's band and various other things. So and we used to sort of go out and gig at the weekends, and you know, it was quite funny because my friends at the time would be, you know, I was about 12 or 13, and you know, my friends would be earning £5 a week, you know, it was about $10 a week, I think, sort of doing paper rounds, and I'd be going out earning sort of like £50, about $90, I think that is. So it was quite cool, actually. It was quite nice to just be able to sort of, you know, go and play in my dad's band, and we had a really good time. So it was me and my brother as well. It's like a family band.
Oh, that's cool. That's cool. What kind of music was it?
Oh, it was just, you know, we were mainly a covers band. It was like a sort of a function band, really. You know, like we used to play at weddings and things like that. And sort of, we didn't used to write many of our own songs. But, you know, it's a good start for me to sort of learn how to play in a band, really. You know, and that's where it all started. So.
Very cool. So you went from the drums playing in your dad's band. What was the name of your band?
I'm not telling you that. It was really awful.
Come on. You're not going to tell me?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Maybe some other day.
All right. So you started playing the drums in your dad's band with your brother, and then it progressed to what?
When I was about 16 or 17, I got into singing, really. That was, you know, it was where it all started. I started having singing lessons with a professional opera singer. I mean, I've been involved in sort of musical theatre things before, like you know, Broadway shows, but, you know, amateur level Broadway shows. And I really started to sort of think, you know, I'd quite like to take this singing thing a bit more seriously. So I started having singing lessons when I was about 16 or 17. And, you know, my singing teacher was amazing. She really helped me sort of, you know, learn how to use my voice properly and really sort of, you know, get the power from below. So it was amazing, really, to learn how to sing properly. So, you know, that's how it all started, really.
Very cool. And you were with a few bands before you actually got together with Umeria. Now, what kind of music? Were you just into the metal?
The main band I was with before Umeria was a band called Timefall, which was a band that I started myself. In fact, I pretty much learnt to play the keyboard whilst I was in that band because I wanted to, you know, be able to write songs, because it's quite difficult to write a song if you just play the drums and sing. There's no sort of way of really putting some music together by just playing drums. So I decided to get myself a keyboard and really teach myself to play piano. So I took a year or so to do that, and it was cool because I just got some local musicians, in fact, an old school friend as well, together, and we put this band together, and, you know, we really wanted to go for it, and we recorded an album and an EP, and we actually were gigging quite a lot around the UK, a lot of gigs in London, and we actually played some fairly big festivals, and it was really good at one point. Yeah, so I mean, that was really how I got into playing progressive music, I guess.
Uh-huh. And so who were some of your big progressive metal bands that influenced you to play?
Well, I mean, metal-wise, my main influence was always Megadeth, I'd say. They were the first metal band I ever really, really heard. My brother got me into them when I was just maybe 12, something like that. So, and, you know, I've followed them my whole life, and I still am a big fan of Megadeth. But I really got into the progressive thing a few years later when I started singing. you know, and I wanted more out of the singer, you know, more being a singer, I wanted more out of the music. So I came across, you know, obviously Dream Theatre, old school Dream Theatre with James LaBrie sitting back in the heyday, you know, when he could really, really sing. And I was just totally hooked by it. I just remember listening to Images and Words and just being totally captivated by what I was hearing. And, you know, I haven't looked back really. And I've been into progressive music ever since then, really.
Very cool. Have you ever met Dave Mustaine?
Have I ever met him?
Yeah.
No, I'd love to meet him.
Yes. Well, maybe you will. You never know.
One day, fingers crossed, hey?
Yeah. All right, so the band Umaria formed, I think we were talking last night, and you were saying that it formed, I think, last year, 2008. Is that correct?
Yeah, last year, last summer, I believe. Maybe just before May, around May time last year, as a complete and utter accident, I came across Bobby Williamson. Yeah, it was just on MySpace, doing the usual thing, just adding friends, you know, asking people to come and listen to your music.
Right.
You know, 9 times out of 10, people just delete those messages and say, you know, to completely ignore it. But it turns out that this time, Bobby actually decided to go have a listen. So thanks to him for doing that. And he really liked what he heard. So it was quite funny because he was doing putting together a solo project at the time, I believe, having just left Outworld. And he was sort of just looking for a bunch of guest singers. So he heard what I was doing on Timefall. He really liked it. And he said, hey, you know, how do you fancy just singing one song for me on my solo album? And I was like, well, yeah, that's great. What a great idea. So he sent through Heirs of Peril, one of the first songs he was working on. He just said, you know, can you put something to this? So I was like, yeah, sure, I'll give it a go. And so I did, sent it over to him, and he really, really liked it. And that was the point, I think, when he decided to sort of upgrade the project to a fully-fledged band, really. And, yeah, and that's where it all started, I think. I mean, I think he'd been working with Reese beforehand on a lot of stuff, but that was when it became more of a band thing than just a project, I think.
All right, very cool. So we talked about Bobby. Now let's talk about, tell me some of the names and go through each of the band members that are a part of Umaria.
Okay. Well, we've got, Bobby on keyboards. Got Reese on guitar, Reese Forward. He's also British, lives in Telford. Fantastic, amazing guitarist. And a really great guy, actually. I'm glad I got to know him. And then we've got Sean Kazak on bass, ex-Outworld member as well. And then we've got, we've actually got a new drummer at the moment. We've just taken on Reese's long-term friend, Kevin, who's also from the UK, because we had a chap called Adam Sagan doing the drums for us in the studio, but we've recently sort of taken on a drummer to fill in sort of the permanent position for when we play gigs. So, yeah. So that's pretty much the band.
All right, so I've got about 3 tracks that we played today on the show of the band, which is just incredible. We're getting a great feedback from the listeners, and your fans are just incredible, too. I mean, I've already gotten messages from your fans just saying how great you guys are. You really interact with your fans. So when can we expect this? Is this the first album that's going to be coming out, late 2009? Is that correct?
Yeah, well, I think we're aiming for a November release, but we're still doing bits and pieces now. We went over to Texas, me and Reese went over to Texas in August to do, you know, basically to do everything we could. But, you know, there's still a few bits and pieces, a few harmonies to record that I'll do over here, and Reese has still got a few guitar pieces, bits and pieces of solos and various things to do. So, yeah, we're still working on that, and hopefully, if all goes well, it should be out in November time.
All right, very cool. Going to be looking forward to that. Hopefully, we will definitely get a copy of that, maybe a couple of them to give away on the show as well.
Oh, of course, of course.
All right, cool. Now, tell me...
Bobby, he'll sort you out.
All right, very cool. Now, I want to know a little bit about where you guys recorded and about working with producer Craig Douglas.
It was Origin Sound Studios in, I think it's Spring is the name of the place, if I remember rightly. Yes, in just near Conroe, where Bobby lives. Great place. Absolutely loved working there. Just love just going there every day, spending the whole day in the studio. Nicely air conditioned as well.
That's always good.
Yeah, well, the trouble is me and Reese are used to British summers where, you know, it sort of gets not very hot at all. So we weren't really didn't know what to expect when we came over, and we just sort of hit by this wall of heat and humidity as we stepped off the plane in Houston. Like, oh, blimey. I hope the studio is air-conditioned. And, it was. It was a great place, really great place. The kind of sound we were getting there was just, you know, it was just amazing.
Yes, it is amazing.
And, it sounded great before we'd even mixed or, you know, edited anything. We were just listening back to it, saying, "Oh, this sounds really good."
I know.
Really good. We're really pleased with it. And, you know, and Craig is a great guy. I got on with him really well. We really hit it off and spent a lot of time talking about, because I think we sort of like the same sort of music, and he really got into. I felt like he was really getting into what we were doing by the end of it, and it was really good to see, actually, because you know he's going to be able to sort of know what we want instinctively with our final sound. So I'm looking forward to hearing what he does with it. So
yes. I must say, I'm very impressed with his producing with you guys. And when you find a good one like that, you definitely got to stick with that person.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
Yeah, hopefully. And if he wants to stick with us, we'll be sticking with him, because it was really good. It was, and he knew what to expect from us as well. So and when I was singing, he, you know, if there was a take I did, and he knew that I could do it better. And he would say, you know, do it again, because I know you can do it better.
Yeah.
Or, you know, that's not working. He was able to just say, that's not really working. You know, do you want to try something else? And he'd often come up with an idea, and we'd try it, and it would sound great. So
awesome. All right, tell me a little bit about working at the London Palladium Theatre. What were you doing over there?
Well, it's quite a few years ago now. It was just, as I said before, I was doing, before I started playing in, doing the progressive rock singing thing, my main sort of vocal outlet was musical theatre, Broadway stuff. I'm trying to think what year it was, maybe 2004, something like that. I did a show at the Palladium. I don't know if anyone over there has heard of London Palladium, but it's quite a famous theatre in London. Apparently one of the biggest in Europe, someone once told me, so I don't know how true that is. But basically, it was just a show that was... It's one of those shows where they take existing songs and sort of weave a storyline around it. I mean, I bet if I saw a video of it now, the storyline probably wouldn't be very good. But at the time, it was cool because we just had a massive 40-piece orchestra, and we all got to sing it. And I actually got to sing Bohemian Rhapsody in front of about 3,000 or 4,000 people.
Oh, wow.
In front of a 40-piece orchestra, so that was quite cool.
Are you a big fan of Queen?
Yeah, of course.
Of course. Yeah,
I love Queen. I mean, Freddie Mercury's probably in my top,
of
top three singers of all time, rock singers anyway, of all time.
Who's the other ones?
Sorry?
Who's the other ones?
Ooh, good question. As I said earlier, James LaBrie was always a massive influence for me, coming into the progressive rock singer thing. But I think my main singing influence would be probably Michael Jackson. It
wow.
sounds a bit odd, but you know, I grew up listening to him, and just the way he can convey emotion with his voice is just, you know, totally astounding. So
yes.
He was just a great singer. So.
Yeah, he really was. People don't give him the credit that he deserves, but
I think a lot of people just know him for his, you know, dance moves.
Right.
Yeah, well, that's amazing, and you can't fault him for that. I was always more into his singing and his songwriting, really.
Yeah.
And just just the way he could just really make you believe what he was saying, even though at times it wasn't very clear. He was a very, very, very good singer. So,
did you ever get to go see him play live?
Well, I had tickets actually to the.
Oh no! Really?
I had tickets to the O2 London show.
That's
so
right.
I was really looking forward to that, because obviously I was when he did the Bad tour, I was a little bit too young to go. I would have loved to have seen that, but I had tickets to go and just missed out.
Wow! Yeah,
I think it was by 2 weeks, because we had tickets for the second night, so. If he'd have just held on for 2 weeks, we could have seen him. But
yeah, well,
there you go.
It's your time. It's your time. You can't really predict that.
No.
He'll probably be more famous now, though, than ever. So.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's talk about the. I guess you guys are playing some stuff right now, I guess, with the band. What's the Trenton Power Cruise? I keep seeing this thing all over Bobby's page, and I'm like,
it's
what is that?
Exciting times, actually. Really looking forward to that. basically being headlined by Evergrey and Crimson Glory. And Hagen's Mind have just been confirmed on that as well. So, I mean, Reese is a massive fan. I mean, I'm a fan of Hagen's Mind, but I think Reese is one of his favourite bands of all time. So he's really excited about that. Being, you know, just the fact we're a band that's been together, you know, less than a year, really. Just over a year, maybe. I don't know. Around that time, but we've been together not very long at all, and we've already got, you know, the chance to play with these big bands. We're really excited about it. So.
Oh, definitely. And you guys are headlining it?
Oh, no, we're not headlining it.
Oh, okay.
Evergreen, Crimson Glory.
Okay.
Headlining it, but yeah, we're on the bill, so, and it's gonna be awesome.
So I want to know a little bit more about the cruise thing, because I know a lot of bands are doing this now, and I've never done it, never been on a cruise. Have you ever done it before? Done a show on a cruise?
Oh no, I've never ever been on a cruise in my life.
Wow,
for me as well.
Yeah, because I was wondering how it worked. I know Queensryche is doing a big one too as well, and I think Motley Crue did one, or Vince Neil did one, or something like that.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure. I don't think they're actually hiring out the entire ship, but I think we'll be there with some other, you know, non-metal people. But
exactly,
I think we pretty much. You know, we get the big venue on the ship, and we just go there and perform. So people come along and get cabins and come and see us.
Yeah,
it's pretty much the deal. So we get to have a big party on the beach in the Bahamas, in Nassau, in the Bahamas, on the second night we get there, I think. So
yeah, it sounds like a lot of fun. It really does. It's like a vacation.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. We just need to practice, really.
Yeah.
We need to get together and actually, you know, put together a live show, really. So I think what the plan is, actually, I was speaking to Bobby the other day. The plan is to me and Reese and Kevin now as well. We'll fly out to Houston and we'll practice there for a week, I believe, and then we'll drive down to Miami. So I'm looking forward to that, actually. Just a road trip through like four or five states.
Right. So when does this all take place? Give us the, you have the date.
April 2010.
Okay.
30th, so, I believe, to the 4th of May.
Okay. Very cool. All right. You also have someone running the fan page over there. I don't know who it is. So who's doing your fan page?
Is that Steph Lester? I think that's the UK one, the UK MySpace.
Very cool. It looks like she's doing a great job for you guys.
Yeah, she certainly is. She's one of Reese's friends, and she's really into the music, and she's a really nice girl.
All right, Johnny, I want you to say something to all the listeners that are tuned in right now. I'm sure that you have a lot of friends and fans, and we have a ton of people in the chat room. The chat room just got loaded up, and I want you just to say something to them and encourage the people that are just now hearing Umaria's music for the first time.
Well, thank you very much for coming to listen. It's awesome. I can't believe, you know, that these people out there that actually, you know, they enjoy listening to our music. We've actually got fans. It's amazing to think, really, that we're able to connect with people. I just want to say thanks so much for coming to tuning in and having a listen and hearing me talk a load of rubbish, really. But no, they're just really grateful that people are really, you know, getting into the music and really sort of buying into it and connecting.
Yes, and I'm so glad that we got connected with you guys, too. I think Kiddo was the one that hooked me up with Bobby, and I'm just kind of learning. I mean, I've always been into metal, but I'm kind of getting into the prog and power metal a little bit, so, you know, I'm very picky about that. When I listen to it, I don't like all of it, and I really, really did like you guys, and the first thing I said was, man, that singer's incredible.
Well, thank you.
All right,
again, I don't know what to say.
Don't get all quiet on me now.
Yeah, well, it's tough because I mean, for the average metal fan, it's sometimes prog can be a bit alienating because some bands really go out with the whole, just, you know, extended solo sections, and a lot of people just, you know, don't know where to start, really, with prog. So I mean, it's great that you're saying that you can enjoy our stuff, you know, and get into it.
Right. Yes, definitely. All right, let's give them your MySpace real quick. Tell them the MySpace address. You got
www.myspace.com/umeria.
All right, and it's
Umeria.
All right, do you guys have a band website set up yet?
We're working on it.
Okay.
Coming soon.
All right, very cool, Johnny. It's been great having you. I want to get a couple of shout-outs before you leave, though. So let me tell you what I want you to say, all right?
Okay.
I want you to say, hey, this is lead vocalist Johnny Tatum from Umeria, or you can say the prog power metal, prog metal band Umaria. You're listening to DJ Lovey Laura on Metal Messiah Radio.
Okay, let me see if I can get that all in one take.
Okay. I'll tell you when to go.
Hey, this is Johnny from prog metal band Umaria, and you're listening to DJ Lovely Laura on Metal Messiah Radio.
All right, sounded pretty good to me. All right, let's do one more without my name just for Metal Messiah Radio. Go.
Okay. Hey, this is Johnny from Umaria, lead singer. Let's try that one again.
Yeah, take two.
Cut. Hey, this is Johnny, lead singer from progressive metal band Umaria, and you're listening to Metal Messiah Radio.
All right, sounds good, Johnny. Thanks so much for coming on, and hopefully,
yeah, thank you very much.
Hopefully, we'll get you back in the chat room to say hello to everybody. Can you stop by there?
Yeah, I'll look in right now.
Okay, and all right, I'll see you in there in just a few minutes. All right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much.
All right, thanks, Johnny.
Hey, take care.
Later.
Bye. Bye.
All right, everyone, that was the lead vocalist, Johnny Tatum, from the progressive power metal band, Umaria. It was so great having him on the show today. You can go check him out over there at myspace.com/Umaria, E-U-M-E-R-I-A. And those guys are going to be doing the Trenton Power Cruise that they were talking about. I think they're leaving out of Florida. That's going to be April 2010. And their brand new CD should be coming out November, I think, 2009. They're working with producer Craig Douglas. So he's going to be really nice and coming to the chat room right now. So if you're tuned in and you want to come on into the chat room and say hello to Johnny, he will be in there just in a few minutes. So let's kick it off with another one by this band. This is Heirs of Pharrell.